From the mind of a lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards with my voice of freedom. You know, I've received some emails over this past week asking if I was a true conservative. And a couple actually stated that they could not believe that other conservatives actually welcomed me. Good Lord, how I hate to respond to this drivel. But, okay, here it is. The very definition of conservatism: the disposition to preserve or restore what is established and traditional, and to limit change. Now, true conservatives will expound on that, but it is very unfortunate to find the number of insecure people in the conservative movement. I mean this by simply stating that those who profess to be conservative are the very first to pass judgment on other conservatives. Oh, look at that man's hairdo. That's not conservative looking. Look at the clothes on her. That's not conservative. What kind of car is he driving? That's not conservative. Oh, that person disagrees with my beliefs, so he's not a true conservative. And the personal messages, the PMs continue to light up the back end of all the forums so that the little bickering sessions can continue and make themselves feel better. Well, let those who pass judgment on others be the first to stand up and fight for conservatism. No. No, they won't. They will just continue to sit on some forum and ridicule everyone who is not like them, while their ass continues to spread over the sides of their computer chairs. Claiming they are active on a forum fighting the liberal left continues to be a facade for their never-ending insecurities and to feel better about themselves. Now, just one more thing about this matter before I go on to important matters. It is not how they feel, how they think, or demonstrate their ignorance that concerns me. I believe in the United States of America. I will defend her at all costs. I have before, and will continue to do so, regardless of whether I am accepted by narrow-minded ingrates. Conservatism is the only saving grace America has, and it's sad to see it inundated with the likes of those I've described. However, not to be like them, I adjust to those who are supporting the same cause, and not if they wear the same hairdo that I have. Now, the important matters. And I'm, forgive me, I had to address those emailers just because there's a number of those individuals out there who have those kinds of thoughts or that frame of mindset. I'm from the days of Archie Bunker. You know, Edith, where's my supper? Edith. You know the type. Boisterous, male, chauvinist pigs. It is time for the woman to be accepted for who the person is and not what the person is. In other words, a man is judged by who they are and not because he's a man. A woman must be recognized the same way. The attacks on Sarah Palin are despicable at the very least. I cannot say that I'm proud of men with the continued sexist chauvinist displays on women. It only uncovers the true insecurity of man. Yes, conservatism is to limit change. Limit, not do away with any change at all. Change in itself can be healthy when carefully determined if it is for the basic good. That is limiting change, not doing away with it. Naturally, the attacks on Sarah Palin come from a political stance, but spare me the crap. Using politics as the smokescreen to cover the hypocrisy in this country is sickening at best. Even some women have jumped on board believing they are making points in someone's arena. The issues are not being considered. We're not getting the issues. Sarah Palin, is she good for America? How can we make a sound decision from what is being reported or fed to us? The general public is being fed the crap of chauvinism. Each one of us has to dig and filter through the crap in order to get any sound information to make a decision on. The left-wing loons are getting the job done. They continue to blow the smoke that covers the real issues because they are scared of Sarah Palin. Charles Gibson, of all people, I mean this guy, who should have the professionalism of a veteran reporter, caved into the very crap the left loons are promoting. I used to have respect for Gibson. No more. ABC, CBS, NBC, national newspapers, magazines, the MSM, mainstream media, as a whole, has lowered the standards of our nation. These left-wing loons are the very people that run their mouth about how the rest of the world perceives America. Yet they embark on such an indecent attack on someone because they are scared of her. What does that tell the rest of the world, loons? The MSM owes this country an apology. But what they really owe us is professionalism in journalism. They owe us, we the people, the facts of every story and only the facts. They owe us our God-given right to make our own decisions from those facts. Unfortunately, there are deeper issues than chauvinism. There are the powers that be that don't want a Republican victory. These powers are after one thing and one thing only: more power. Obama bin Biden is simply puppets. They are simply puppets for someone else's cause. And folks, if it is not apparent to you already, here's a news flash for you, and one that is fact, and fact only. The cause is for communism. One last word. When the McCain-Palin ticket wins the White House, will Sarah Palin get the same vice president salary as a man? My Voice of Freedom, I'm Bill Edwards.